Ramban is saying it, there's very little there extra than if you put together all the various Mamar Chazal defined in Chazal. There's both the animals. Rabbi Broder, you'll bring in a chair. Unless there's already... Oh, there's a chair for you waiting right here.
Okay.
So the next person is going to have to bring in a chair. Oh. No. Oh, it says... By Baruch Hosam Aluk. So obviously the male and female. And then it comes to Odom Rish. Na'asa Odom. Now, what Odom Rish is Na'asa. So, Ramban Abshat Hanochum Milas Naase Ne Paharais Ladas Shilokim Bora Yeshmiyai. Everything is Yeshmiyai. Only on the first day. So, Rabbi Abramovich, if you come further into the room, it won't be a traffic backup when all the late people come in late. But otherwise, it becomes a traffic backup. Okay. The word Baruch is Yeshmiyai. Take a look. Gracious Baruch, in Baser Shemai Vesaris. But Baruch, on the first day, created all the raw material for the world, and creating all the raw material for the world, subsequently everything was just taking that raw material and fashioning it into all its different forms. The word bara is used only once again by Adam Rishon, when Adam is created. It says that everything was created the first day, Yeshmiyai. After that, everything from the raw material. And the animals, they emerge out of the earth. Now, comes to the human being, it says, Vavivra Elokim Esodom. Something was very unique here. And what is Naase? That means Naasa is, the Ramban says, is a joint creation. Man is physical, man is spiritual. Krish Baruch, as I mentioned before, created two parallel worlds, a physical world and a spiritual world, very separate and distinct. And there's one Bria that bridges the two. And that is the human being. And that is a very unique creation, and different, and that cannot be made just from all the elements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created until now. All the elements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created until now were the raw materials of the physical world. Gracious Baruch in the Shemaim HaSaretz. And then he was used and was fashioning all of those into the physical world we have here. And the physical world is a unified world. That unified world is the fact that everything comes from the same substructure, just fashioned in different forms. Human beings different. Nas is together with the earth. True, the human body, very similar to animal bodies, different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu adapted every aspect of creation, especially in the human being, to for a purpose. The Rambam points out in Mor Nevucha, I have hair in my head. Hair in my head keeps growing longer and longer and longer, and I have to take a haircut. In most human beings, the eyebrows don't keep growing and growing and growing. It's a different type of hair. The purpose of the eyebrows is to prevent perspiration from coming down from my forehead into my eyes. Eyelashes also don't keep growing and growing and growing. No, I don't believe anyone in this room every time they take a haircut is also worrying about their eyebrows and their eyelashes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that every trap and plot was designed to adapt itself to specifically certain needs of the human being. There is nothing extra. The human being. Now, many years ago, here's the thing, a lot of things are extra because they are called vestigial organs, something that came from evolution. Little by little, as medicine progressed, they discovered incredible function to each organ that they thought was extra. I remember in the 60s, I had an aunt who had to have her spleen taken out. As explained, spleen is just an irrelevant part of the human body. A few years ago, when my wife had to have her spleen taken out, she explained, the spleen is a very functional part of the human body. It contributes to the immune system, but a whole list of things. Same things with the appendix. You said appendix, everyone should have his appendix out, it's irrelevant. Now they realize the appendix is a very important part of the digestive system. Chazal said every aspect of the human being is there for a purpose. The Baruch Hu decided to create it in a specific way. It's the ideal format for that purpose. So, the fact that eyebrows don't keep growing and growing, and every time you take a hit, you don't have to cut your eyebrows and trim your eyelashes. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the human being, with such precision that all the different types of hair are adjusted to their needs and to their functionality. But in the end of the day, even though this is true, human being is a physical human being, and when the overlap with the animals is very significant. So the Nasa, Ramban says, is Aniva Haaretz, I together with the earth. The earth gave forth the human body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But giving forth the human body doesn't mean that it happened just automatically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu structured in such a way that every prot fit what it needed to be. But still, the body per se is a product of the earth as a physical being. Nasa, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies the neshama. What do we say every day? Elokai neshama shenosatapi. You gave me that neshama. That neshama comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, but that's what the Nasa is. The Christians, one time when Christianity was trying to challenge Yiddishkeit, and the major crux of the Machlokas was, we believe in absolute Achdus HaBorei, and Christianity believes in the Trinity. They pointed to this Nasa, apparently God is plural. So there's a Medrash. The Medrash tells us as follows. When Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim, getting the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch was dictating the Torah word by word, I was to ask, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, why are you giving the meaning an opportunity to twist the Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, anyone who wants to twist the Torah, I cannot write a Torah that cannot be twisted. It cannot be done. People will twist anything and everything completely do how they want it. So therefore, that doesn't have to be something I worry about. What I do worry about is giving over certain messages. Well, that's important. So Nasa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with the earth. Ramban writes, Vayipach va'apav nishmas ruachai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into his nostrils. Ruach, what does that mean? What breathing to his nostrils? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. It means that our neshama is what we refer to as a cheres olkam imam. There's something in it, but it has, doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmo. Well, some sort of a divine. It's something that can automatically connect itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the supply. And that's a brand new part of the Bria. That's why it's by Yivra, it's Yeshmei. And there are two things. The human neshama could not be fashioned from all the raw materials. It's a spiritual thing which is unique to the human being. And enables it to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One. And putting the two together. The combination of Guf and Neshama as a functioning unit is something brand new. Animals have they have animal life. It means a response to stimuli, response to hunger, movement, all sorts of stimuli. But there's no sense of consciousness. No awareness of the world in this total sense. That's only possible by a spiritual being created by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Nas is. But Salmenu Kidmusenu. What is. Is it Selam Elokim? Neshama is Selam Elokim. That means it's a similarity to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That similarity to a Kodesh Baruch Hu is what makes us unique, what enables us to connect to Him. And because of that, the Yerdu B'Gas Hayom Avot V'Shamayim V'Vehema, telling us a very important yisod, something the animal rights people don't really get. Because the whole world was created with a goal, that there would be a human being who would serve a Kaddish Baruch and connect to her. So everything in this world is a Echatimsa, is a means for the human being to function, to give the human being a whole total world to function in. And because of that, everything is subject to him. That's why he is Yirdu, who rule over the Gatz HaYom Avav HaShemayim Nuvahim HaChavar HaChorim HaSirah. Because it was created there for his purpose. Doesn't mean it's not a There's not something called Tzar Bal Chaim, certain Tzar Bal Chaim. But, for instance, the use of animals for medical experimentation for the benefit of human beings, that is certainly part of Verdubi Dasaya. The animals are there for the benefit of human beings. That's the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Tzar Bal Chaim is part of the Torah, which passed in Tzar Bal Chaim Deraisa. But that is not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu intrinsically cares about the animals per se. They don't have consciousness. But a human being who is insensitive to animal pain, Rambam and the Ramban both write that. He's insensitive to human pain. And sensitivity to animal pain, that means I cannot go out and do it. It'll desensitize me to another to pain of a human being. The goal of the entire world is the human being. Does that mean we have to have a worldwide campaign against this, that, and the other thing? I have to be sensitive. And people with misplaced priorities show great sensitivity to human beings, but at the same time, they worry very much about animals. And what's interesting is in our door, the people are projecting the human being as only an animal. The goof dominates, and there's nothing except the goof other. That's why people have a much greater sense of identification with animals. And it's an outdoor that the world's gone crazy on animal rights. But because the animals were created by the human being, and the human being is spiritually unique, so therefore the animal's there for his use, and subject to the fact not you have to eliminate pain of the animals, you have to minimize pain of the animal. And when shrita, that shrita should be done in a way that minimizes, what do I mean minimize? And there are different ways of holding the animal when he shepherds. Shrita itself is a very humane way. But in the handling of the animals, handling animals should be done in a humane way. It's called Tzar Bal Chaim D'Oraisa. Ha'ivu Elokim Asa Odom B'Tzalmo. B'Tzalem Elokim Bara Osam. Zohan Akeva Bara Osam. Now, here you have, on this Rashi here, you have Machlokes from Rashi and the Ramban. Ramban writes on Na'asa, just like the goof of all the animals emerged from the earth, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected within him, specially created Neshama, and arranged that this goof should be able to be Makabal and Neshama. But Rashi says no. Vayitzer, from the later on, second version of creation of human being. Human being was created also in Adoma, while the other animals emerged from that. Kadosh Baruch Hu took earth and formed the human being, but did not emerge automatically. The Rambam writes in Parak Beis, Hilchos Beis HaKriva, very interesting. This is Hamizbeach, Makom Mechugim Baal. It's a very precise, exact place. And Mashan also, it can never be changed. Why is Makom Hamizbeach so precise? And that's people want to bring a korban today. They don't understand. Bringing a korban today, the biggest problem is knowing the exact, precise Makom Hamizbeach. besides all the political things are going on to Harabayas and doing it. Let's say. And Rambam writes, Ushloshin of Vimolim, when they came back for Bayashani, three Nevi'im came with them. One was Lachoyid Amakom HaMizbeach, who showed exactly, precisely where the Mizbeach is. So what's so special about the Makom HaMizbeach? B'mokam HaZeh, and why did David HaMelech make all those efforts to buy the threshing field of Arona HaYavusim? Because that's the place that was the Akedah. When Noah came out of the Teva, that's the exact place he built the Mizbeach. That is where Adam HaRishon, the day he was created, built the Mizbeach, off of the Korban. Umishon Nivro, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the earth from that place and created the human being. Adam Mimokum Kaparos on Nivro. And that's why that place is the Mokum Kapara. Rambam goes to Rash, that not the human, it could be a human being emerged, but Rambam says, not Rishon Nivra, that he was created at that place, Umishon, that from that place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the earth, from Roma Vayitza. And this is, says, Zochron Akeva Boros. Now there's something very strange. The two versions of the Brio of Adam Rish. There's one version here, the later it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Pasuk says, that Yitzhak Shem Elokim in Adama. Okay. He took Adam, put him to sleep, and he took part of him and created Chava. So, why? Because when it comes to Tzelem Elokim, there are two separate creations, male and female. Male and female are fundamentally different types of human beings. Different Tzelem Elokim, different types of neshamas. Not better or worse, just different. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each human being with a specific tafkid. And they had to create the neshama of that human being to be able to fulfill that tafkid. And our goal in this world is to fulfill that tafkid for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. So therefore, when it comes to the neshama of Tzelem Elokim, the neshama, it says two separate creations. But physically, the Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon and took Chava out of Etzem Yatzomai. Why? It says where the Pasuk says, Al Ken Yazal Yisrael, Al Nimo V'Dovak Yishtak. And I mentioned last time, I believe, the Raven. Ravid says, why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu pressed the button and out came the male dog and the female dog and the male cow and the female cow and the cat and all the different animals. Why? Because a male cat and a female cat get together for one purpose. They don't have a family unit. They're producing children. That has nothing to do with each other. Into all the animals. Human being is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one being, pulled them apart, and says, come back together. Al ken yazal yishas ozim over dolak yishto v'hoi l'vot zecha. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the Briya. That's why any attempt to say that everything that happens in the world today is consistent in Torah, it's not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a male, from input of female, and says, now you get back together. Now, in this human being, there's a certain taiva a man has for a woman has for a man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that in the human being. That's the glue that holds the whole family unit together. It's the glue that holds the whole family unit together. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu did it for purpose A. The whole world goes crazy with it and uses it for purpose B. That is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's design. And the recent attempts by so-called Orthodox rabbis say there's any mocker anywhere in Torah Bechlal for male-male, female-female marriages is absurdity beyond absurdity, stupidity beyond stupidity, ignorance beyond ignorance, etc. That's just a mild way of describing it. Pasuk is very clear. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria, and it's the natural way for the Bria to function. Now, some people, for varying reasons, either psychological, physical, whatever, come out a little different than the way in natural, Kadosh Baruch Hu planned the natural world. And this is simply a manifestation of all sorts of things. First of all, we have pure chavshus. And we're impacted by our social surroundings, our countless things that impact us. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu did create the beings, the Gemara says, that a normal human being would have a natural pulsion against murder. Marcus. But someone growing up, let's say, in a mafioso family, where Geneva would see her part of everyday life. So when he's growing up because of his social adaptation, that natural pulsion that is in every human being to murder, this gets covered over. But it doesn't mean he doesn't have the Kriya Chavshus to change it. He only has the Kriya Chavshus. And so true about many, many things that should be natural to human. And this is about why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that human being, the natural structure of human life, is male, female getting together, marriage, family, the nuclear family unit. That is how, that is the Pasuk says, that is how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, for the world to function in its normal and regular and healthy way. Now, I'll tell you how the issues of this. The Dovak B'Ishto. Another thing, the Dovak B'Ishto. As I'm wondering, it doesn't say the Dovak B'Ishto. Ishto, marriage. Dovak B'Ishto means get together, make a child, and go your separate way. Dovak B'Ishto means Dovak B'Ishto, Lo B'Ishto Chavera. No, you're together as a family unit. And now, let's get back to the Bria. Vayomer Elohim Elokim. God's promise is true of who? That's what I have to keep true of. And now he says, Vayar Elokim, that's called Asher Osir, he made Tov Mo'ed. What is Tov Mo'ed? Until now, everything is Tov. Finally, it's Tov Mo'ed. There's Baruch Hu made each plot, and it came out the ability to function for whatever its function was. Yeah, the dog has its function in the world. It has its function in the world. When you look at the dog, the tarasat, or the cat, the cow, the chicken, whatever, each one has its functions and is endowed with the ability to fulfill that function. But then, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the totality. Takin l'chaber, says Umbas. The totality is one integrated function. That's the most unbelievable chokhmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that the entire thing functions together in every different way. That different people, when they look at this whole the theory of evolution, about 10 years ago, there was a guy by the name of Thomas Nagel. At that point, Thomas Nagel was considered the number one philosopher in the United States. The guy, confirmed atheist. He wrote a book. The book said, and the book begins, the stupidest thing that human beings, you're talking about the person who was at that point viewed as the number one philosopher in the United States, to believe in evolution. In 250, 350 years, people look back on how did intelligent people ever fall for such a stupidity. And then he goes to tear it apart. His basic argument, without getting this, is basically the Ramban of Vayikra. Physical things can produce physical results. But human consciousness is something that cannot come out of simple interaction of chemicals. The fact that we're aware of ourselves, we're conscious, I'm aware of everything that's happening. That's where it goes a whole different direction. And that can't be explained. And he writes, he says, I'm not producing any religious, I'm not a religious man. But the thing makes no sense. I don't have a solution. But what you're trying to tell me makes no sense. There's something even deeper that makes no sense. The world functions as a an unbelievable coordinated unit. And that, how everything balances, everything and everything functions as one big coordinated unit. Kulam b'chacham, Kadosh Baruch Hu did with unbelievable chacham. That coordinated, like everything functions as a coordinated unit. That is on Kadosh Baruch Hu. On that's what Tov Mo Takin Chata. It all is one system. Not this, everything that happens separately. It's all one integrated, coordinated system. I was once talking with someone, a very big intellectual person, he was talking to me about ecological balance. And I said, yeah, one question I had, you believe in evolution. Ecological balance means there's some unbelievable chokhmah running the world, that each thing balances it in a very balanced way. How did that come? It's total. That Kadosh Baruch Hu created it, and it all balances out, functions with itself. Each thing helps the other in its total function. That is not Mitzvah Shem. We'll take a look at the Medrash Nedarim next week. What are all the other pshat we're talking about?